pretty wide, I think. Okay, Leo, what's the next one here? We're on 15?
Yes. Agenda paper 15 is about a request for guidance on the classification in consolidated financial statement of putable instruments. The issue is whether putable instruments classify as equity instruments in the separate financial statement of the subsidiary that are not held by the parent should be classified as equity or liability in the consolidated financial statement of the group. The submitter thinks that paragraph 22 of IFRS 10 is not consistent with paragraph AG29A of IS 32, because IFRS 10 defines non-controlling interest as equity in a subsidiary not attributable directly or indirectly to a parent. According to IFRS 10, non-controlling interest should be classified within equity, but according to paragraph AG29A of IS 32, instruments classified as equity instruments in accordance with paragraph 16A to 16D of IS 32 in the separate or individual financial statement of the subsidiary that are non-controlling interest are classified as liability in the consolidated financial statement of the group. We think that putable instruments are financial liabilities. Paragraph 16A to 16D provide an exception that should be applied only in the separate or individual financial statement of the issuer. Paragraph AG29A clearly states that this exception is not extended to consolidated financial statement of the group. On the basis of our outreach with national standard setters and regulators, we understand that there is no diversity in practice. These instruments are classified as financial liabilities. Consequently, we recommend that the committee should not add this issue to its agenda. We ask the committee members if they agree with our recommendation and if they have any comments on the tentative agenda decision in Appendix A of the papers. Thank you.
Andrew?
Yeah, I thought IS 32 AG 29 was clear until I read this agenda decision. It says it only applies to the separate or individual financial statements of the issuer. Doesn't it apply to the financial statements of the issuer? If the issuer is the reporting entity, is the parent, we're not going to reclassify those into liabilities, are we? It's only when they are non-controlling interests. In other words, instruments issued by subsidiaries of the reporting entity. So probably just a clarification of the wording, but
Subsidiary. Can
you confirm my understanding is correct, though? The issuer does not reclassify into liabilities.
Okay, that's a fix.
Okay.
Staff agrees. Yeah. Others? Sandy?
No comment.
Okay. Subject to the correction, any objections to the agenda decision? Okay. We'll take it then as corrected. Okay. Standard operating procedure is we don't bring forward technical issues. I suggest that we do the committee work in process and then call it a day.
Okay, so the next paper then is paper number 19, which is our schedule of open issues or issues that have come to us recently that we've yet to bring to you. Set out in this paper, we have five issues that are ongoing that we're continuing to do work but haven't brought papers to you this time, but we expect to do so at a future meeting. One issue that is on hold pending a board project further development, and then there are six new issues that we've received submissions on and which we are working through. We've done a certain amount of preliminary work, but expect to bring to you at a future interpretation committee meeting. So I'd like to ask if you've got any questions at all on the matters that are listed here.